Nancy and I are so thankful to be with you this morning in the house of the Lord. And we heard all these prayer requests. We know there's so many that stand in need of God's blessings. But we're so thankful that we believe in a God that's a loving God, and He hears those prayers and He answers those prayers. And I want to ask you to continue to pray this morning. I want to look over here first in Philippians 4. See what Paul had to say about prayer. 4 and 6. He says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God." Amen. And that's what we've done this morning, and we need to continue to do. We don't be careful for nothing. We don't have to worry. Just let our request be known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. And I've kind of taken this scripture to heart. You know, today he says, think on the good things. But you know, that's easier said than done. You turn on your TV this morning and you open up your phone, whatever, and nearly all of what we hear is bad news. And we hear about the wars and the murders and the perversion and the hate and the blasphemy, all these things. But I'm trying, and I'm talking to myself, I'm trying to think when those things confront us, that we think about the good things that are there. And God says if we do, He'll give us that peace. And I saw something Brother Mark Richard mentioned, that we can be reading something or see something and see it 100 times, and then all of a sudden it kind of really makes an impression on us. And we were over at Valley Springs about a month ago. We were singing that song, "Angels, Oh Bear Me Up, Angels." Mm-hmm. And that third verse is what caught my eye. It said, "If our eyes are open, as onward we trod, we'll see all the horsemen and chariots of God." And I know I'd sung that 100 times, but that just hit me, Brother Mark. And of course, I turned over here to 2 Kings, because it's referencing the prophet Elisha and the situation he had over here with the king of Syria. This is in 2 Kings 6 and 8. And said, "Then the king of Syria warred against Israel." And I'm going to paraphrase some of this for time's sake, but he would set a plan and a trap for the Israelites where his camp was going to be, and he was going to ambush them. Well, the old prophet Elisha would tell the king of Israel where they were going to be, and so when they got there, the Israelites weren't there. And this happened more than once. And finally, said, "Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants, and he said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" Who's the spy? Mm-hmm. "And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that's in Israel. He telleth the king of Israel thy words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." He said, this old prophet Elisha, he's telling the king of Israel everything that you even think. So he said, "Well, find out where he is. I'm going to go down and get him. I'm sure he was going to kill him." And he sent, "Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and encompassed the city about. And when the servant of man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host of compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, what shall we do? How shall we do? What are we going to do? We're surrounded with horses and chariots. And he, being the prophet, answered, said, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
Amen.
And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he might see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. There were more that were with them than were with the others. You know, Paul tells us in Romans 8:31, he said, If God be for us, who can be against us? So if they have God on their side, they're going to be more than the enemy. But this, what I'm looking at this morning is open our eyes, Lord, that we can see the blessings of the Lord. See what he's done for us, what he can do for us. We need to open our eyes and see these good things. And this, as it turned out, God blinded the people. And they went on away and didn't come back. They never had to lift a finger. God fought the battle for them. But it says those with us are more than they be with them. And I thought about instances like this. I thought about over when Moses brought the people to Canaan's land the first time. And he chose out 12 men, one from each tribe, to go in and spy out the land and see what are the people like, what's the land like, what are their cities like. So they went in, 12 of them out of each tribe, and they stayed 40 days. And when they came back, 10 of them said that, you know, and they brought a cluster of grapes, and he took two of them to carry. And he says, when we came into the land, this is 13th chapter of Numbers, when we came into the land where thou sentest us, surely it floweth with milk and honey. This is the fruit of it, the grapes. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great, and moreover we saw the children of Anak there. Giants. So there's giants in the land. And said, we cannot overcome these people. But there was two others that went, Joshua and Caleb. And they had a different report. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, they rent their clothes, and they spake unto the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we passed through to search it, it's an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he'll bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. They saw a different thing. Their eyes were open. They saw that if the Lord delight in us, if the Lord be with us, there's going to be more with us than with them. And we can overcome this. And it's a wonderful land flowing with milk and honey. But their eyes were open, and the others weren't. I thought about Jonah over here. Y'all remember the account of Jonah? God told him to go down to Nineveh and preach repentance. And, you know, Jonah said, oh, they're not going to want to hear that. I'm not going to be well received at all. So he got on the ship and sailed off trying to outrun the Lord. Of course, that didn't work. The Lord caused a great storm to come up. And the sailors drew lots to see who it was that was the subject of God's anger. They found it to be Jonah, and they threw him overboard. And in the 17th verse here of the first chapter, it says, Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Mm-hmm. And said, Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice, For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about, all thy billows and their waves passed over me. And I said, I am cast out of my sight, yet I will look again towards the holy temple. He's going to look. God opens his eyes, and he's going to look to God. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped around my head. You know, that's a pretty sad situation, Brother Mike. He's at the bottom of the sea in the belly of a whale with seaweed wrapped all around his head. He says, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, unto thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. So his eyes were opened, and he went to the Lord in prayer, and the Lord answered his prayer and said that the fish spit him out on dry land. But he said he his eyes were opened, and he saw that salvation was of the Lord. One of my favorite scriptures is over here in the 6th chapter of Isaiah. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Isaiah's eyes were open. He looked up and he saw the Lord. And he says, in the year that King Uzziah died, and I don't know, Brother Mark, if that's just a time marker, but you know, King Uzziah was a good king for the most part. But after those kings would die, you know, that someone would have to follow them. So you didn't know really what was going to happen. And I don't know if that was what Isaiah was thinking. But he said, regardless, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. You know, I love to think about that the Lord is on that throne right now. He's in charge. We don't have to be concerned about all these things because he is in charge. And says his train filled the temple. And I don't know if that's what it means, but I see in that God fills every void in our life. He fills everything. He gives us everything that we need. It's complete. It's satisfied. It's enough. He gives us everything. So I always remember that scripture, that Lord is still on his throne. Don't ever forget that. And finally, I want to look over here in Matthew and see what, I mean, John, I'm sorry, see what Jesus said. He says, these things, I'm in John 16:33. These things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. You know, when we started over here in Philippians, it said if we'd think on these good things, we'd have peace. Jesus says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. We know that's true. We're seeing all this tribulation, all these things that I mentioned. That's going to happen. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. Think about the good things. The Lord has overcome the world. He's still on his throne. There's more with us than there are with them. And he is. And salvation is of the Lord. So he provides us everything we need. We just need to open our eyes. And he needs to open them sometimes. Sometimes we don't do that. Open our eyes and see what all he's done for us. That he's still on that throne. That there's more with us than there are with them. He has overcome the world. And be of good cheer. Think on the good things. Thank you for your time.